Always great to have this young lady on our airwaves. It's year three, Doan Track and Field. Kylie, can you believe it? You've got two more, actually, this year with indoor and outdoor track and field coming up, and then one more year. Does it feel possible? I've got one more year really coming up. That's it.
Sometimes it kind of hits me a little bit harder. It's kind of flying by in the blink of an eye is all I can really explain it as. We were actually talking about it the other day, just kind of how fast, like, once we get into track season, we feel like it just go, go, go. But then I was like, I only have a year left of a full year, and I'm going to be a senior, and that's crazy to believe, like, watching myself grow up and, like, getting to think about, like, all the things that I've accomplished and, like, what else I can accomplish, like, with my team. And, like, even throughout school, too, it's just kind of crazy to believe.
Yep, you've got plenty to do still. You've got some more big-time goals out there for this team, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kicked off the indoor season. I know you had some early bird meets right before the holidays. And actually, that early bird meet, the Bulldog early bird meet at Seward was a really good one for, especially in that that 4x4 relay really performed well early, didn't they?
Yeah, that was one of the funnest times. Just because we weren't really expecting anything. I mean, we went into the meet, you know, it was just, we were thrown into a 4x4, like a long sprinter's 4x4, and we were not really expecting anything. There was no pressure. And then I gave the baton to my teammate, and our first leg, Kat, was like, this is going to be really good. And I was like, oh, gosh, like, let's go. And then, like, our time came up. And obviously we get the conversion because Concordia has a slow track. But once we got that conversion, I was like, oh, my gosh, we've never ran this fast before. And I was just, I don't know, I think I was more surprised than anything, and so it was super fun.
Now refresh my memory on this, Kylie, is it the same four runners from last year, or is there some new faces in this group this year?
On that relay, it was some new faces. Mm-hmm. So two of us were returners. It was me and Kat, and then Jaden, a freshman, and Tania was our transfer from Omaha.
So, wow, two holders from last year and two new faces, and you run that kind of time. I'm sure you're already thinking, hey, there's no stopping. We can run faster than that.
Yeah, I think we've all pushed each other, too, which really helps is having more girls to push us, because last year was just mainly Kat and I training together, and so the coaches have brought in a lot of good talent that not only helps, you know, us individually, but us as a team, you know, like pushing each other every single day. And I think that's why we've been having such good success the last couple of weeks and back in December, is just because we've all pushed each other, and not just pushing each other like lightly. We've pushed each other hard in practice, and we've all competed for, you know, spots on the 4x4, and it's going to be a competition every single week who's on the 4x4. And so just, you know, working hard in practice is just, it's been fun, though, to be, you know, have all of this talent and be able to be successful throughout that relay.
I think you had a couple of new runners on this recent one at your place for the 4x4, didn't you? Two new runners along with you and the Gleason girl, is that right?
Yes, that would have been me, Danny. Danny was on our relay last year, and then Zaylee. Zaylee Benish is out from Layton, mm-hmm. And she was the other runner on there, and she's a freshman.
So not quite the race right before Christmas, but were you even pushed in this race at all?
No, funny story. So it was Tania, which is the Gleason girl, Danny, Zaylee, me, and we had ran a couple other 4x4s, but I was the last leg, and the other two, I think it was the other two 4x4s, didn't even have a last leg. So I ended up getting the baton, and I was the only fourth runner running. And so I was just kind of like, okay, like, I'm just going to run, you know, what I can run, mm-hmm. and, you know, not put too much pressure on myself. And then, yeah, because I was the only fourth, like, leg that went out there, and they were like, well, we're still going to run a 4x4 regardless, just so we can get it in for training. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it wasn't as competitive, but, you know, it's good for training.
You also have been running the Open 400 again this year a few times?
Yep. Yeah, I have been.
And time-wise, you're right around, I think you're right at 59, 1 minute. I'm sure you want to get that. You would like to get that down a little bit more.
Yeah, I ran it back-to-back. I ran one Friday and one Saturday, and I think it ended up being like 59, 59. So that was an indoor PR for me, but, you know, I'm not satisfied with that at all. It's good to see kind of where I'm at right now, but I have bigger goals than to run a 59. So I just got to keep working hard on, you know, making myself better in that race specifically, and even in the 200 as well, and like taking every single opportunity as it is and, you know, using it to my full potential to, you know, better that Open 4 time going into conference or hitting standard for nationals too.
Sounds like as a whole group, Kylie, your field event people, your runners, distance runners, as a whole, this is a pretty strong group again this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we do. We did lose Maddie Sutton last year as a thrower, but, you know, we have just as much talent, you know, throughout the board. The coaches have done a really good job of recruiting the freshman class this year. And so I think, you know, when we look at conference and stuff, I think it'll be a really good conference for us to hopefully take home another title indoor and outdoor, just keeping everybody healthy and, you know, pushing each other, you know, throughout the whole conference meet and, you know, having all of the talent that we have returning as well. You know, I think it's just going to put us in a really good spot for conference and indoor and outdoor nationals this year as well.
You head over to Seward, I see, for the next couple of weekends. The Polar Dog Invite, the Concordia Classic, and I'm sure you'll be facing some really good competition at both those meets, won't you?
Yes, these are some of my favorite meets. The only good thing I'll ever say about Concordia is I will say I love their track. Their track is by far my favorite track to run on so far, if we're not talking about the banked. But yeah, I do really enjoy running on Concordia's track and having all of the competition that they have at their meets, because they always bring in a lot of good teams as well. And so I think it'll be a good competitive next couple of weeks right before we head into conference in February. And so I'm excited.
Oh, the rivalry between Doan and Concordia. It is definitely there again this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll always. You know, it's funny because we always have, like, this rivalry, like, on the track. But, you know, I'll talk to any of the girls, like, outside of the track, and they're, we all get along, like, pretty well. So I'm just like, it's only on the track, I promise.
Big meets coming up in, you know, you said February, GPAC conference meets. And then, boy, you want to punch your ticket for Gainesville, Florida. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Yes. Yep, that is the ultimate goal right now.
Off the track, academics going well. As you said, you're working some hours in what you want, your future, what you want to do. You're getting a lot of hours doing that too, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I actually applied for a job position as a CNA in Lincoln at an aesthetic spa, because it's kind of what I'm wanting to go into. I kind of switched my route. I'm still on the same classes and major, just kind of switching what I want to go into. Instead of getting my doctorate, I'm going to go to PA school is the plan. And so I'm just trying to build my resume as strong as I can get it, and, you know, keeping my GPA up and getting those job shadowing hours and volunteer hours so I can submit a really good application when I'm going to apply for PA school. This is kind of the ultimate goal right now for me, off the track. And so this semester should be a little bit better, you know, just not as much as the heavy load as last semester. But, you know, I always try to kind of work that through with, like, kind of making my spring semester the lighter one and then my fall one kind of heavier, just with track and stuff and us getting pretty busy this spring. So I'm excited for all of my classes this semester. We started last Monday, and they've been going really well so far.
Well, glad everything's working out for you, Kylie. It's been fast, as you well know, and you're out in the working world here pretty soon, but you're going to soak up whatever time left here at Doan and join running track and field, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.